to pick up. Please go ahead.
Just because one of the comments on recycling and DADRs, which I loved, very nice. Just on the comment from the gentleman from Bhutan, I think you are spot on. I mean, if you don't have the behavioral change or the incentives, very little will happen and things will remain at the project level. And that is the point that I wanted to make with the focus on waste. So the moment you ask people to invest in waste, it's very difficult to see value. Now, you can see a problem, you can see something that needs to be managed and has to be managed well. But how do you make it grow if the framing is waste? And that is one of the problems we have now in the circular economy. Everything is around waste. When you step back and you really think about what we're trying to do here, is we're trying to create value. So if the framing is around value, and we are able to say, like the gentleman from Zambia was mentioning, that there is a significant amount of value in tailings. If we're able to make clear how much is the value, what are the incentives that the country is putting in place to extract that value? What are the risk and health and safety elements that need to be put in place to unlock that value? If the conversation is around value, then I think we're going to have a different behavior from the investment community. Asking the investment community to invest in waste is tricky. And I think the recycling industry faces that challenge on a daily basis. We need innovative solutions on the recycling side. And we're starting to get significant. I mean, in the battery space, we're starting to have some like incredible players going in trying to stimulate design of batteries, the reuse of batteries, and then the recycle of batteries. But we need to think about value, how we frame this whole conversation around value. What is the value that is put in place? What is the value that can be recovered? What is the value in reuse? The moment we frame things in value, we're going to get the change in behavior. I will leave you with one example. SpaceX, no? So the reason why we have a growing space economy today is because, in many, many aspects, but simplification at the top, is because we're recovering very valuable parts of the rocket. We are recovering, SpaceX is recovering it. They are refurbishing it and then relaunching it. That is allowing for a significant cost reduction. That is allowing for an increasing in the payload and the number of launches they can make over a year. So I don't think Mr. Musk sit down with their team and say, let's find the circular economy around waste that we need to unlock. I think what they sat down and said, look, what are the critical design elements that we need to change to unlock value? And that's what they're doing. So the moment we shift this into a value conversation, we will launch it. We will really have something to discuss at that scale.